Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. We'll be getting to music from Burma this hour, as well as a snippet of the Yamantaka Troku rite of Kambagar Monastery in Tibet. We'll hear some Tibetan Buddhism in just a little bit, but we're going to begin with the group A Moving Sound. They hail from China. They perform music of the Silk Road on this particular album. If you go back to the 1st century BC, the Silk Road connected the Qin Dynasty, central China, to Rome. And it was not just for the trading of precious silk. It's also what came after, the exchanging of thoughts, culture, religion, exotic music from Central and South Asia delivered to the Chinese palace. The monks would take a long and difficult journey west to get to the sacred books of Buddhism. The Silk Road, a geographic miracle, was a main route for trade for 1,500 years. We're going to listen to the group A Moving Sound performing this number. This is called Silk Road. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you.
semi-improvisational music from Burma. That was music of the Pat Wang. The Pat Wang is a semicircle of 21 tuned drums suspended in a gilded frame, played by one player. He's the leader of the ensemble, and this was only a two-piece ensemble, accompanied by the siwa, small hand cymbals. The performer is Kyo Kyo Nyaing from Burma. The composition we heard, or the piece we heard, was called The Little Bird of Spring. It's taken from the Magic Drum Circle of Burma album, and you can find that on Shanaki Records, released back in the 1990s. Before that, we heard some improvisational piano from Burma as well. What we heard was the great performer, forgetting his name. Oh yes, Yu Yinwei, Yu Yinwei, performing improvisation on the piano. The piano, of course, was a Western instrument. When it arrived in Burma, they took it and adapted Eastern scales, and we heard a tune that is called a piano improvisation on a medley. Sandaya Let Sawan Pia. You're listening to Earthbeat here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. We started off with the ensemble A Moving Sound that featured traditional Chinese music, music of the Silk Road. We heard a track called Silk Road featuring vocalist Mia Hsieh. 30 minutes past the hour, halfway through another Earthbeat. For the remainder of the program, we're going to listen to an excerpt of an excerpt. We'll hear the sounds of the Yamantaka Troku at Kambakar Monastery in Kangra Valley. This is a performance of Buddhist monks. And when one first hears the sound of Kambagar's ritual orchestra, it takes you a little while to understand what's going on, but as written here, according to an eyewitness, it says in the main temple, more than a score of maroon-robed monks sat on pads on the floor in two rows facing one another. There was a low table in front of each monk holding a text of the ritual. A lama, the senior officiant, sat on a raised platform. He held a ritual scepter and a drilbu, a handbell, and led the celebrants in the rites spiritual practice. The chant master faces him, conducts the chanting and ritual music with a set of rolmo, deep cymbals. Most of the monks held the musical instruments, which you will hear in just a few minutes. And again, this is an example of rituals of Tibetan Buddhism taken from the David Lewiston archive, the Yamantaka Troku Rite of the Kambagar Monastery from Tibet, as we continue here on Earthbeat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, this is a recording of the Yamantaka Troku Rite of Kampagar Monastery in Tibet, recorded March 29, 1994 by David Lewiston. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. We join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next week for more sounds from all around the world right here on Earthbeat.
This week on Harpistry, original music from Brazilian samba to Oriental-inspired melodies. Tune in on Sunday at midnight and Monday at noon, right here on KRVS.
Oh, you don't need a stamp on your passport to enter the world and culture of jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne, the producer of Passport to Modern Jazz, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. here at KRVS. I'm going to walk you through the gate into the sounds of concept, New Orleans jazz, swing, bebop, hard bop, free funk fusions, and of course Hammond B3. Many of the best jazz musicians are from right here in South Louisiana.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.